Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Apart from the Spirit, we'd be complaining all the time. But here, be swift to hear. What is it that the Lord is teaching? Slow to speak. You don't always have to give a reason. In fact, I find more and more when the Spirit's at work and not the flesh, our mouth is shut. There's a quietness before the Lord. And slow to wrath. The flesh lashes out. Lashes out at what we say is the cause. Well, if they hadn't done this, then I wouldn't have. But ultimately, slow to wrath against God. Because that's in our nature, to be angry with God. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. In other words, being angry at God's providence does not work his justice. That's not an evidence. That's the flesh. Because that's what unbelief does. It blinds. It's a fruit of blindness, but it also blinds. And that's the true nature of unbelief. Not a single ray of light could penetrate apart from God breaking through. Now, I don't know if you've ever been in darkness like that, but that's about the situation here, as far as their own perspective was. Couldn't go forward in their minds, couldn't go backward. And it was as real to them at that point as anything. They knew that God had brought them to that desert to die. Have you ever been in that situation? All of us have been maybe depressed from time to time, but I'm talking about bouts of depression where you get down, you cannot, it doesn't matter. When you read this word, there's nothing here that gives you any hope or promise. I'll tell you, if you've ever been there, you know what it is to fight and to battle unbelief. Unbelief leaves us preoccupied with ourselves. That's what it does. And no wonder, because it's born out of self. The child imitates the parent. So it leaves you preoccupied with yourself and your difficulties rather than being able to see God and his mighty power to deliver. And so we see them here lifting up their voices and weeping and lamentation rather than praise and glory. But again, how many of us are guilty of the same thing? You stop and think about the next time, last time you got down. People tried to put their arm around you and pat you and say, look, you know, God's going to see you through this. But no words of men would help. Sometimes we think that it would be great if the Lord would just open our eyes and reveal everything at one time. I will tell you that the glory of God in Christ is such that would be like opening a blind person's eyes and suddenly causing the full brightness of the sun to shine in. What would that do to that person? It would destroy him. I thank the Lord that he knows us, he knows our needs, and that's what we're going to see in reading this, that their eyes were holden until such time as it pleased Christ to reveal in them who he is and what he had accomplished. I liken a little bit to a surprise birthday party. The eyes of the person are holden as to what's going on until the time determined for it to be revealed. Don't you hate it when someone reveals it ahead of time and then the person already knows and then it's no surprise? That's just a small way of portraying how the Lord leads us.